Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Chris Chelios. And he, of course, is a BetMGM ambassador. BetMGM, the king of sports books. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Are you gonna send a quick text to the great one and find out how he feels? Apparently, Stan Bowman, hired as the Oilers' general manager and executive vice president of hockey operations.
Yeah, I mean, that's great for Stan. He's been out for a while, along with, you know, Joel Quenneville. But what a great situation for him. He got a lot to work with there. Obviously, there's a lot of expectations up in Canada, but for the last, well, since 93, I don't know the number of years, but they've been cursed, and it's good for Stan. It's good to see him back in the game.
It's an iconic franchise. It's a huge job, Chris, and I just wonder, do you expect some sort of backlash because of it's the Edmonton Oilers? And I wonder, do you think they consulted Wayne Gretzky to get his stamp of approval on a move like this?
Honestly, I don't think so. I think Wayne's, you know, he's detached from that team years ago. You know, he did work for them for a stint there, basically like an ambassador figurehead type thing. But, you know, was involved, and obviously he had some input. But I think, you know, he's kind of gone away for a while. He's living in Florida and doesn't really have too much to say there. But, he, you know, obviously Edmonton, every time he's in town, they take care of him. But I haven't had a chance to talk to him. He's in Europe, so when he's back, we'll see what he thinks.
Oh man, I gotta tell you, Chris, it's really interesting, because you know what Stan, his gift was kind of understanding the salary cap. When he was almost like one of these guys that could figure out who gets paid, how do you pay them, what do you do to make sure you can keep everybody, that sort of thing. So it's a very interesting role, given their success and their number of players and how the money has to be balanced.
Yeah, I mean, basically he was a capologist when he was with the Hawks. And then, but having his father Stan around, too, probably helped with the hockey ops, you know, making decisions on players and the skills. And as Stan, you know, Scotty was with him throughout his whole tenure with the Hawks. So, I mean, he's been around long enough. He's got so much experience. But back to that, you know, the franchise of Edmonton and the pressures. And, you know, if they don't get off to a good start, they'll probably be expecting them to make some moves. And it's a lot. It's tough up there. Trust me.
So Stan Bowman reinstated and then gets a job shortly after Gary Bettman made the decision to bring him back, allow him to work again in the league. Do you wonder now, what's Joel Quenneville going to do? How likely is he to be the first coach hired after the next one is fired?
Yeah, I mean, for Joel, there's no question that there's jobs out there and plenty of teams that need a coach like him. From what I understand, and speaking to guys like Tony Granato, is pretty close to him. He really does want to coach, and he was getting paid up to this past year, so that makes things a little easier to be more patient. But again, he had so much success in what he did in Chicago. He's a player's coach, and you know, he's strict and hard on guys when he needs to be, kind of like a manager, somewhat like John Cooper in Tampa. He just knows how to relate to the players and get the most out of them. So I think he's going to do fine, and I'm sure he's going to be, you know, hired in the near future here.
So we're kind of giving up on our baseball teams. I mean, the Cubs still have a
chance.
Oh, I know.
No.
The Sox
are
done.
We're 3.5 games back.
Yeah, but the Cubs
are only 3.5 on a wild card.
They scored 7 runs in 5 games this week. It's hard to look at them coming back. They shut out 1-0 yesterday against their number one opponent. It's just difficult to see them making big moves. I'm with you. They're still in it, but aren't they hanging by a thread?
Yeah, I mean, again, their offense has been terrible. The pitching hasn't been, you know, bad, which is a good thing. But, you know, Horner came around now. Bellinger's still out. That'll help. I feel bad for the kid in center field, Pete Crow Anderson. He just can't get a break offensively. But again, there's still plenty of time, and you just got to get in. That's all. In 3.5 games, you still got to pass a lot of teams, but it's doable. They just, you know, they got to get on a roll.
All right, Chris, we were talking about Joe Burrow dyed his hair blonde after cutting it off, and just curious what you thought of that, and what was the most outrageous thing you've ever done to alter your appearance?
Honestly, I'm too old school. I'm a dinosaur. I never did anything. I never grew a beard in the playoffs. You know, I've never dyed my hair. So, no, I don't really believe the younger generation. I remember Toronto back in the late 80s. They all did that, too. They dyed their hair purple, Cortinall and Clark and that group of guys. So, but that's not my thing. I'm not a big fan of that.
I'd never seen you in a beard. That's interesting. Yeah.
You
could grow a beard tomorrow, right? I mean, I imagine.
Well, I could now, but it comes in gray, and I really hate that, so I'm not doing that. But quite honestly, why I started shaving, Guy Lafleur would come to the rink at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and shave before every game. So I asked him, I said, why do you do that? And he says, well, let's see, I'm the first one out after the game. So it made all the sense to me in the world that you didn't have to wait with the traffic at the sink and, you know, and the showers. You just shave and you know before the games, and you get out of there.
Did you ever get any grief from teammates because you weren't part of the playoff beard mentality or group because of superstition?
No. I mean, in our team, too, in Montreal, quite honestly, in the 80s and then when we won the Cup in 86, it really wasn't a thing in Canada, I don't think. I think the Islanders, Edmonton, that was the beginning, and they were a younger team. So, you know, especially Edmonton. I think, I don't know when that tradition started, but no question, Montreal really didn't do that. Everybody's clean shaven.
That's awesome. What do you think of the Bears practices? What you see the video coming out, what do you think of Caleb Williams? How's he going to be?
I mean, it's hard to tell from just a few little videos, but I got excited last night. I ran into Kevin Warren at Chicago Cut, and he seems pretty, you know, optimistic and excited about the season, as do all the Bears fans. And yeah, the big question is if it's Caleb Williams. Our defense is fine, but if he comes out and gets off to a great start, it's going to be awesome. So I am really excited about the Bears. I can't wait.
So how much did you pledge toward the stadium project?
You know, as long as it stays over in that general area, that's all I care. You know, I love it being downtown. You know, like I said, Burnham Harbor's right there. It's every stadium, when you got 50, 60,000 people, you know, it's a log jam trying to get in and out. That's just everywhere, regardless of, you know, where they are. So I love it where it is, and hopefully they'll be, you know, continue and work something out.
Trade in your boat for like an ice cutter. You'll be laughing. You'll be able to go to every game without.
Never.
Oh, buy
I'm
an
good.
Ice
I
cutter.
I can walk over.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, right.
All right, buddy. Great stuff, Chris, as always.
Thanks,
Chelly. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
That is Chris Chelly. Oh, Scott, he's great, isn't he?
Yeah, just running into Kevin Warren at Chicago Cut.
Come on.
It's another night in the city.
Chris is everywhere.
Man about town.
Knows everyone.
Everywhere.